Shout at Jericho, destroying, hallelujah. I want the person who wants the most uncommon breakthrough here this morning to shout with loudness and glory. To shake us with two or three persons, say, yeah, what can Jesus is going to bless you today. Jesus is going to bless you today. Glory be to you, name of the Lord. Raise up your right hand to the heavens. And say this louder than anyone around you. Every plantation of hardship in my life. Arise by fire. Destroy yourself. Can you say that loud and clear? In the name of Jesus. Can I have you say that loud and clear? In the name of Jesus. Let my battle places arise.
If you call me to want to
let me break the battle.
Give your fight for you.
I'm looking to you.
Those who are merry.
I'm looking to you.
Those who are merry. Those who are merry.
Jesus, name we pray. Shout it loud, amen. Raise up your right hand to the heavenly's
blessings.
Let my hours of prayer this morning.
Take care of my way.
Can you shout that loud and clear? Disgrace my Goliath. In the name of Jesus, speak with authority. Disgrace my Goliath.
Don't you see Goliath in me?
No matter how strong they are.
What do you call a palato?
Masekatunda ya boshendera basanta. In Jesus' name we pray.
Lord God, Jesus, Lagbadura.
Our Lord and our God, we thank you for a morning like this.
Oluwa tolorun wa dupe fun owuro yi.
Where you have brought your people together to bless them.
Ibi te ti ko awon eniyan jopo lati buku fun wa.
Accept our thanks in Jesus' name.
Ipa pe wa loruko Jesus.
Lord, cause something to happen in our lives today.
Oluwa mu ki ohun ko sele laye wa loni.
That will move our lives forward forever.
Ki ohun kaye wa ko tesiwaju titila.
Open our understanding mightily.
Ela wa loye gidigidi.
Thank you, Heavenly Father.
Ese ohun baba wa.
Jesus, mighty name we pray.
Loruko la Jesus lagbadura.
Let's have us say God bless you. This morning, before we go into our 70 days prayer program, I want to scratch the surface of the topic. And then we'll take it into our prayers as well. I want to look at what I call the mystery of Lord. The mystery of Lord. R-O-D-S. The mystery of Lord. Amen.
Amen.
There is a mystery about roads that will help us to war a good warfare, and that will open doors of breakthroughs unto our lives. A careful study of scripture will show you that the scripture mentions roads over 250 times. The truth is this, beloved. There are many things you cannot deal with without a rod. So let me just quickly run through the different kinds of rods in the Bible now. There are at least 15 of them. When you think about rods in the Bible, it's important that you follow this stage by stage. There are at least 15 rods mentioned in scripture. 15 different kinds of rods. The first one is the rod of Jacob. In Genesis chapter 30,
you know, with Genesis,
verse 37. Genesis 30,
Genesis,
verse 37. The rod of Jacob. Genesis 30:37 says this. And Jacob took him rods of green poplar. Genesis
30:37.
And Jacob took him rods of green poplar.
Jacob was in more poplar tutu.
And of the hazel and chestnut tree.
At the hazel and the chestnut tree.
And paid white streaks in them.
As the bowl near both.
And made the white appear which was in the rods. And he set the rods which he had paid before the flocks in the gutters in the watering troughs when the flocks came to drink. That they should conceive when they came to drink. And the flocks conceived before the rods. And brought forth cattle, ring streaks, speckled and spotted. And Jacob did separate the lambs and set the faces of the flocks towards the ring streaks. And the brand the flock of Laban, and he put the same clothes for themselves, and put them not on Tony Ben's cattle. Jacob will lay his rods where the cattle conceive.
Jacob,
he already had an agreement with Laban that any cattle that came out, and it has pus on the body and its speckle will be his own. But the one that is not speckled will be that of Laban. And Laban agreed. It was a terrible mistake. And as Jacob began to put his rods at the front of the cattle, they kept giving birth to cattle with speckles and spots. And Jacob just took them away. And very soon Jacob the houseboy had larger cattle even than his master. So the rod of Jacob is the rod of promotion. The rod of abundance.
ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀.
The rod of expansion.
Ọ̀pá tó mú kèrè ó gbèrú sí.
The rod of enlargement.
Ọ̀pá tó ń sọ agbègbè ni di.
Every man or woman with the rod of Jacob.
Gbogbo ènìyàn ìbá ọ̀ṣọ́kùnrin ìbá ọ̀ṣọ́bìnrin tó ní ọ̀pá Jákọ́bù.
Will experience explosive growth and explosive expansion.
Yóò ní ìrírí agbègbè tó fẹ̀ tó di ńlá àti.
Every man with the rod of Jacob.
Gbogbo ènìyàn tó ní ọ̀pá Jákọ́bù.
Will multiply even in the land of restriction and in the land of austerity.
Yóò máa pọ̀ sí nínú ilẹ̀ ọ̀wọ́n àti nínú ilẹ̀ tí wọ́n ti ń dàbò ènìyàn.
Every man with the rod of Jacob.
Gbogbo ènìyàn tó bá ní ọ̀pá Jákọ́bù lọ́wọ́.
Will move from a servant's wealth to owner's wealth.
Yóò kúrò nínú ọrọ̀ ọmọ ọ̀dọ̀ sí. Lọ sí ọ̀rọ̀ ọ̀gá.
Every man with the rod of Jacob.
Gbogbo ènìyàn tó bá ní ọ̀pá Jacob lọ́wọ́.
Will move from minimum to maximum.
Yóò máa kúrò láti inú ohun kékeré sí inú ohun ńlá.
When you have the rod of Jacob in your hand, whenever you are working, nobody can really suppress you.
Nígbà tó bá ní ọ̀pá Jacob lọ́wọ́ láì ráni ibikíbi tó ti ń ṣiṣẹ́ kò ní sẹ́nìkan tí yóò lè torí rẹ má bẹ́ẹ̀.
Little your hand will soon become gigantic.
Láìpẹ́. Iṣẹ́ ọwọ́ rẹ yóò tó pọ̀ sí yóò sì peléke sí.
When the rod of Jacob is in your hand, you thrive in the land of poverty.
Nígbà tí ọ̀pá Jacob bá wà lọ́wọ́ rẹ, ó máa lékè ní ilẹ̀ òsì.
1995.
Ní ọdún 1995.
I was a sister in this fellowship.
Arábìnrin kan wà nínú ìjọ yìí.
She's one of the 20 food sellers in a large, very large primary school.
Ó jẹ́ ọ̀kan lára àwọn tó ń ta èso. Nílé ẹ̀kọ́ kan tó tóbi tó ń ta oúnjẹ nílé ẹ̀kọ́ kan tó tóbi.
In a large school.
Nílé ẹ̀kọ́ kan tó tóbi.
And she noticed.
Ó wá ṣàwárí.
At every morning, she will cook.
Wípé gbogbo òwúrọ̀ òwúrọ̀ sí oúnjẹ.
Plenty of rice.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ rẹ́sì.
And beans.
Àtẹ̀wà.
And bring it to school.
Yóò sì gbé wá sí ilé ìwé.
And hardly will the students come and eat from her.
Àwọn ọmọ iléèwé ò sì ní wá jẹun lọ́dọ̀ rẹ̀.
They go to those other people.
Ó lọ bá àwọn tó kù.
So every day was bringing rice and beans from this school.
Nítorí náà lójoojúmọ́ ló ń gbèrè sí àtẹ̀wà lọ sílé láti iléèwé náà.
Which she did not sell.
Èyí tí kò tà.
Every afternoon when she got home, they say, "Mommy, what is for lunch today?"
Ní gbogbo ọ̀sán tó bá ti iléèwé kí àwọn ọmọ bèrè pé ìyá kí ló ń jẹ ọ̀sán wa lónìí.
Rice and beans.
Ìrẹsì àtẹ̀wà.
Dinner.
Oúnjẹ alẹ́.
Rice and beans.
Ìrẹsì àtẹ̀wà.
So that she will not waste this food.
Débi pé oúnjẹ yìí ò ní ṣòfò.
And the children were getting upset every day. Rice and beans, rice and beans, rice and beans, rice and beans.
Inú sì ń bá àwọn ọmọ lójoojúmọ́ ìrẹsì àtẹ̀wà, ìrẹsì àtẹ̀wà.
She received a message.
Wá gba ọ̀rọ̀ kan.
From the Lord and pray some prayers.
Látẹnu Olúwa ó sì gba àwọn àdúrà kan.
The kind of prayers we are going to pray here today.
Irúfẹ́ àdúrà tá a gbà ní ìlú ìrọ̀
yìí. Ìmú ẹ̀rọ prayers were said.
Kíkẹ́rẹ́ tó gba àwọn àdúrà yìí.
A transaction took place.
Ìpàṣípààrọ̀ kan ṣẹlẹ̀.
The rod of Jacob got into her hands.
Ọ̀pá Jacob tẹ̀ lọ́wọ́.
Then beginning from that day.
Látọjọ́ yìí.
Whenever she got to school.
Ìgbàkúùgbà tó bá délé ìwé.
She did not change her cooking.
Kò yí oúnjẹ tó ń sè padà.
Know that she will increase anything.
Kì í ṣe pé ọmọ
kò pọ̀. The same style of cooking, the same quantity she was cooking.
Ọ̀nà kan náà tó fi ń se oúnjẹ, iye oúnjẹ tó ń sè tẹ́lẹ̀.
Now things have changed.
Nísìnyí, nǹkan ti wá yí padà.
Until she had finished selling.
Àfìgbà tó bá ta oúnjẹ tiẹ̀ tán.
The students don't want to go to any other food seller.
Àwọn akẹ́kọ̀ọ́ fẹ́ lọ oúnjẹ lọ́dọ̀ ẹlòmíì.
There was a change completely.
Pàṣípààrọ̀ ṣẹlẹ̀.
So by the time she takes her empty bowls and she was going home, some people have just started selling.
Nígbà tí ó fi kó agbada tó fi tó ń jẹ tó tó sì fẹ́ máa lọ sílé, àwọn kan ṣẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ní tó ń jẹ tí wọ́n ní.
This is a very serious matter.
Ọ̀rọ̀ tó lágbára lọ̀rọ̀ yìí.
When the rod of Jacob comes into your hand.
Nígbà tí ọ̀pá Jacob bá tẹ̀ ọ́ lọ́wọ́.
I remember that brother, I remember this fellowship too.
Wọ́n ti arákùnrin kan ni tó jẹ ọmọ ìjọ ẹ̀dọ́kan náà.
She was being oppressed in this place of work. I want to go to Sunday service, they will say no. I want to go to Wednesday service, they will say no.
Níbi iṣẹ́ rẹ̀ wọ́n ní láadé mi pé kọ̀sọ̀kan fẹ́ wá sí ìsìn ọjọ́ Sunday wá ní lára tó fẹ́ wá sí ìtọ́jú Wednesday wá ní lára.
He has the manager above for film. He had a supervisor above for film.
Ọlọ́gà méjì níwájú rẹ̀.
And it was going like this.
Ó sì lọ bẹ́ẹ̀.
But one day.
Bọ́lọ́jọ́ kan.
God placed the rod of Jacob.
Ọlọ́run gbé ọ̀pá Jákọ́bù.
In his hand.
Ó gbé iye lọ́wọ́.
The owner of the company worldwide came to inspect their company.
Ẹni tó ní ibi iṣẹ́ yìí ní gbogbo àgbáyé ó bá wá láti wá yẹbi iṣẹ́ òwò.
And as he was touring around.
Ó ṣe rìn káàkiri.
He got to a place in the factory.
Ó dé agbègbè kan níbi tí wọ́n ti ń ṣiṣẹ́.
And there was a problem.
Wàhálà ti ṣẹlẹ̀.
So he turned to the manager.
Ó wá pe ọ̀gá abiṣẹ́.
So well, do you see what's happening? You see what's happening here?
Ìpè òrí ohun tó ń ṣẹlẹ̀ bí ohun tó ń ṣẹlẹ̀ bí.
Do you know this kind of chemical reaction?
Ṣé o mọ irú omi tá a ń lò fún nǹkan
báyìí? That applies to this.
Èyí tó lè ṣe báyìí.
And the kind of chemical reaction you can put together and get a product to modify this one, that one, that one.
Àti irú ohun tá a lè dàpọ̀ tí yóò fagilé èyí tó ń ṣẹlẹ̀ yìí.
He turned to the manager.
Ó kọjú sí ọ̀gá abiṣẹ́.
Má ṣe ìdí nù.
Ìyẹn ló wò mọ́.
Turn to the supervisor.
Wà á kọjú sí ọ̀gá kejì.
Supervisor ṣe ìdí nù.
Ọ̀gá kejì náà ló wò mọ́.
Then turn to our brother.
Wà á kọjú sí arákùnrin wa bí.
The brother said immediately that man pointed at him.
Arákùnrin sọ pé ní kété tí ọkùnrin yìí náwó sọ.
It was as if somebody poured fresh water on his head.
Ó dàbí ẹni pé nìyàn kan da omi tútù lóun lórí.
And he just opened his mouth.
Òun kàn lánàá.
And he began to talk.
Ó sì bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí sọ̀rọ̀.
He really did not know what he was saying.
Olóòwò tẹ̀ mọ ohun tóun sọ gan.
But the friend the man shaking his head. That's right.
Wọ́n rí ní pé ọkùnrin ní rí pé bẹ́ẹ̀ni bẹ́ẹ̀ni.
That's correct.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni.
So yes, that's correct.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni bẹ́ẹ̀ni.
So who are you here?
Ẹni ta ni ọ́n bì?
Sir, I'm the foreman.
Ó lé mi ní ẹni tó ń ṣàbójútó àwọn òṣìṣẹ́.
It's okay.
Wọ́n ló dá.
They continue to tour the factory.
Ó bá tẹ̀síwájú láti máa rìn káàkiri.
Got another place again, there was a problem.
Ó tún dọ́pọ̀ mìíràn, wàhálà tún ṣẹlẹ̀ bẹ́ẹ̀.
The man asked question again.
Ọkùnrin tún béèrè béèrè.
What chemical reaction took place here?
Kí lohun tó ṣẹlẹ̀ níbi tá a ti ń ṣe kínní?
Manager.
Ọ̀gá abiṣẹ́.
No answer.
Kò mọ̀.
Supervisor.
Ọ̀gá kejì.
No answer.
Òun náà mọ̀.
He turned to our brother again.
Wọ́n tó kọjú sára
kúrò wa. He said the same thing that happened before.
Arákùnrin ni òun kan náà tó ṣẹlẹ̀ tẹ́lẹ̀.
Happened again and he just opened his mouth and was talking.
Ó tún ṣẹlẹ̀ òun kan lánàá òun sì ń sọ̀rọ̀.
No answer, that's right.
Ó ní ọkùnrin níbẹ̀ mi.
He got it.
Ó gbà.
When they finish the tour of the factory.
Lẹ́yìn ìgbà tí wọ́n parí bó ṣe ń rìn kiri láti wo tó ń ṣẹlẹ̀ tán.
Wọ́n sọ what's your position there?
Ọkùnrin wa ni pé ipò rẹ̀ ń bì gan.
I was like my manager.
Ìyẹn ni kò ń lọ gbà. Ìwọ́n kọ́.
Supervisor.
Ọ̀gá kejì. Ìwọ́n kọ́.
You are the foreman.
Ìwọ́n lẹ́yìn tó ń ṣàbójútó àwọn òṣìṣẹ́.
You foreman.
Ó ní wo tó ń ṣàbójútó òṣìṣẹ́.
Take over.
Ìwọ́n gbà kóso.
As manager.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí ọ̀gá abiṣẹ́.
As from now on.
Láti sí ni lọ.
And please. Hand over the car to him.
Ẹ wá gbọ́kọ̀ fún.
This to him. Hand over the car to him.
Ẹ gbé tọ̀hún fún.
That's my decision.
Ìpinnu mi ni.
You don't like it.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ bá fẹ́.
Resign.
Ẹ lè fi iṣẹ́ lẹ̀.
That was how a brother who left home without a car.
Arákùnrin tó kúrò ilé láì lọ́kọ̀.
Without a driver.
Láì ní awakọ̀.
Came here for Wednesday service.
Ó wá bí lọ́jọ́ Wednesday fún
sí. Almost like a madman.
Ó fẹ́ tẹ ẹ́ yá wèrè.
You don't understand.
Kò yé.
Close your eyes, beloved.
Kí ló dé tó?
Moses fled from before
him. Moses is sakuro duwaju re.
Serpent against serpent.
Ejo lodi sejo.
In Exodus chapter 9.
Nínú Exodus orí kẹsàn-án.
Verse 23.
Ẹsẹ̀ kẹtàlélógún.
Remember?
Ẹjẹ́ ká rántí.
It was that rod of Moses.
Ọ̀pá Mose kan náà.
That was thrown down.
Ola jùlẹ̀.
And the magicians of Pharaoh threw down their own rods.
Àwọn pidán-pidán fọ́láhùn náà ju ọ̀pá wọn sílẹ̀.
And they became serpents.
Ó sì dejò.
And the rod of Moses swallowed their serpents.
Ọ̀pá Moses ti gbo gbogbo ejo to won
serpent against serpent
ejo lo di sejo.
Exodus 9:23.
Exodus only can say keka.
And Moses stretched out his rod towards heaven.
Moses said, "No, Father, see on."
And the Lord said, "Thunder and hail."
Oluwasi ra ra ti.
And the fire ran along upon the ground.
Oluwasi jo lori ile.
And the Lord rained hail.
Oluwasi ro yi sori Egypt.
Again, the administration of the rod.
Ise iranse opa bakan na.
In Exodus 14.
Exodus only kerela.
Verse 16. So but lift thou up thy rod. Exodus 14:16. Lift thou up thy rod. And stretch out thy hand over the sea. And divide it. And the children of Israel shall go on dry ground. Through the midst of the sea.
Láàrin òkun.
In the same Exodus 17.
Nínú Exodus kan náà orúkẹ ìdádínlógún.
Verse 6.
Ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹfà.
Exodus 17:6.
Exodus orí ìkẹtàdínlógún ẹsẹ̀.
Behold, I will stand before thee upon the rock in Horeb.
Kí ẹsẹ̀ ló dúró níwájú rẹ níbẹ̀ lórí òkúta
lórí ẹ̀mí. And thou shalt smite the rock.
Ìwọ ó sì lo òkúta náà.
And there shall come water out of it.
Omi yóò sì jáde nínú rẹ̀.
That the people may drink.
Kí àwọn ènìyàn kí ó lè mu.
Look at verse 5 very well.
Ẹ ká wo ẹsẹ̀ karùn-ún.
And the Lord said unto Moses.
Olásí wọn bó ṣe pé.
Go on before the people.
Kọjá lọ síwájú àwọn ènìyàn.
And take with thee the elders of Israel.
Kí o sì mú nínú àwọn àgbààgbà Ísírẹ́lì pẹ̀lú rẹ̀.
And thy rod.
Àti ọ̀pá rẹ̀.
Where will thou smite the river?
Tí ìwọ́n ti lo odò náà.
It was that rod.
Ọ̀pá kan náà.
That baffled and disgraced the magicians of Pharaoh.
Òun ló ṣe àwọn pidọ́pidọ́ Pharaoh ní hà tó ti yà wọ́n lẹ́nu.
It was that rod.
Ọ̀pá kan náà.
That God used to through the hands of Moses to unleash 10 plagues upon the Egyptians.
Ọlọ́run lò látọwọ́ Mose láti tú àrùn mẹ́wàá sílẹ̀
sọ́dọ̀ wọn. Was that same rod.
Ọ̀pá kan náà.
I was stretched over the Red Sea.
Òun lánà sójú òkú pupa.
And it divided.
Tó sì pín méjì.
Was that same rod.
Ọ̀pá kan náà.
That Moses used to strike the rock in the wilderness.
Òun ni Mose fi lo òkúta ní aginjù.
To provide water.
Láti mú omi jáde.
For the Israelites.
Fún àwọn ọmọ Israẹli.
There is a mystery.
Àdìtú ń bẹ.
About the rod of Moses.
Nípa ọ̀pá Mose.
Don't talk about taking your battles to the heavens without a rod.
Má sọ̀rọ̀ nípa gbígbé ogun rẹ lọ sí inú àwọn ọ̀run láì lo ọ̀pá.
You need a rod to deal with the heavens.
O nílò ọ̀pá láti gbógun ti àwọn ogun ọ̀run.
Moses pointed his rod at the heavens.
Mose ná ọ̀pá rẹ̀ sí àwọn ọ̀run.
And this began to happen.
Because it bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ní ṣẹlẹ̀.
Then no man can deal with Pharaoh.
Kò sẹ́nìyàn tó lè kọjú sí Pharaoh.
Without a rod.
Láì sí ọ̀pá.
You need a rod to cross your Red Sea.
O nílò ọ̀pá láti kọjá nínú òkúta.
You need a rod to cross your Red Sea to divide.
O nílò ọ̀pá láti mú kí òkúta rẹ kún fún símẹ́ǹtì.
You need a rod to bring out water out of the rock for you.
O nílò ọ̀pá láti mú kí omi ó jáde nínú àpáta fún
ọ. What then is the rod of Moses?
Ìwà ni ọ̀pá Mose túmọ̀ sí.
The rod of Moses is the rod of deliverance.
Ọ̀pá Mose ni ọ̀pá ìtúsílẹ̀.
The rod of Moses.
Ọ̀pá Mose.
Is the rod to disgrace oppressors.
O ní ọ̀pá tá a fi ń dojú ti a ní lára.
The rod of Moses.
Ọ̀pá Mose.
Is the rod to pull down any stronghold back in your life.
O ní ọ̀pá tá a fi ń fa ibi gíga tó ń fa ayé wa jà lulẹ̀.
Do you need complete deliverance?
Ìjọ nílò ìsílẹ̀ pípẹ́ bí.
You need the rod of Moses.
O nílò ọ̀pá Mose.
In your hand.
Ní ọwọ́ rẹ.
I want you to understand this very
well. Ekoye ile ekoye wa.
When the rod of deliverance comes into your hand.
Nígbà tí ọ̀pá ìtúsílẹ̀ bá tẹ̀ ọ́ lọ́wọ́.
You will stretch it towards uncrossable rivers.
Ó nà ọ́ sí àwọn odò tí ò ṣe kọjá.
You stretch it towards turbulent situations.
Ó nà ọ́ sí àwọn ipò yánkọyánrin.
You stretch it towards where they say there is no way.
Ó nà ọ́ síbi tí wọ́n sọ pé kò sọ́nà.
You stretch it towards witchcraft powers.
Ó nà ọ́ sí àwọn agbára àjẹ́.
And they have no option.
Wọn ò sì lo méjì láti ṣe.
But to vanish from your side.
Kí wọ́n pòórá níwájú rẹ lọ.
Can you close your eyes again?
Di ojú rẹ lẹ.
My father.
Bàbá mi.
Raise the rod of Moses in my heart. So that I can deal with the heavens.
Kí lè máa gbógun ti àwọn ọ̀run.
Deal with the heavens. Deal with
Pharaoh. Kí lè gbógun ti àwọn Pharaoh.
The rod to deal with the heavens.
Ọ̀pá láti gbógun ti àwọn ọ̀run.
And the right to do Pharaoh.
Láti gbógun ti Pharaoh.
Thank you, Jesus.
O ṣeun Jesu.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Lórúkọ Jésù la gbàdúrà.
What am I trying to let you understand?
Kí ló tí mo ń gbìyànjú láti mú kó yé wa?
Any man or woman who wants to deal with the heavens.
Ènìyàn náà, ìbáṣọkùnrin, ìbáṣọkùnrin
tó fẹ́ kọjú sí àwọn Pharaoh.
Tó fẹ́ kọjú sí Pharaoh.
You need a rod.
O nílò ọ̀pá.
In your hand.
Ní ọwọ́ rẹ.
Without that rod, don't try it.
Láì sí ọ̀pá yìí, má gbìyànjú ẹ̀.
I want you to understand this well.
Kò yé lé kò yé wa.
Number three rod.
Ọ̀pá ìkẹta.
Is the rod of Aaron.
Ó ní ọ̀pá Aaroni.
In Numbers chapter 17.
Nínú ìwé Númẹ́rì orí kẹtàdínlógún.
Verse 2.
Ẹsẹ̀ kejì.
Numbers.
Númẹ́rì.
17.
Orí kẹtàdínlógún.
2.
Ẹsẹ̀ kejì.
Numbers 72 says.
Wínúwẹ́rẹ́ orí kẹtàdínlógún.
Speak unto the children of Israel.
Sọ fún àwọn ọmọ Ísírẹ́lì.
And take every one of them a rod.
Kí o sì gba ọ̀pá kọ̀ọ̀kan lọ́wọ́ wọn.
According to the house of their fathers.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí ilé bàbá wọn.
Or all their princes according to the house of their fathers.
Lọ́wọ́ gbogbo àwọn olórí wọn gẹ́gẹ́ bí ilé àwọn bàbá wọn.
12 rods.
Ọ̀pá méjìlá.
Write down every man's name upon his rod.
Kí o sì kọ orúkọ olúkúlùkù sí ara ọ̀pá rẹ̀.
And thou shalt write Aaron's name upon the rod of Levi.
Kí o sì kọ orúkọ Aaron sára ọ̀pá Levi.
For one rod shall be for the head of the house of their fathers.
Nítorí ọ̀pá kan yóò jẹ́ fún orí ilé àwọn bàbá wọn.
And by the time they came back to see the rod next day.
Nígbà tí wọ́n ti padà dé láti wo ọ̀pá ẹ̀ lọ́jọ́ kejì.
The rod of Aaron without sand, without ground, without manure has started to grow like a fresh branch of a tree.
Ọ̀pá Aaroni láì sí ìyànpẹ ilẹ̀ láì sí ohun tí yóò mú nǹkan kan wù lára rẹ̀ ó ti bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ní wo ẹ̀ka lára bí igi.
And it yielded fruit as if he planted it.
Ó sì so èso bí ẹni wípé a gbìn.
It was a rod of distinction.
Ọ̀pá tó ń múni yàtọ̀ ni.
The rod of positive preference.
Ọ̀pá tí yóò mú kí wọ́n kọjú rẹ sẹ́yìn.
The rod of being set aside for good things.
Ọ̀pá tí yóò mú ká ya ènìyàn sọ́tọ̀ fún oore.
The rod of being celebrated.
Ọ̀pá tí yóò mú máa gbóríyìn sẹ́yìn.
It was the rod of authority.
Ọ̀pá àṣẹ ni.
With the rod of Aaron in your hand.
Pẹ̀lú ọ̀pá Aaroni lọ́wọ́ rẹ.
You become a man or woman of distinction.
Ó di ènìyàn ìbáṣọkùnrin ìbáṣọkùnrin ẹni tó yàtọ̀ láwùjọ.
You will be set aside for blessing.
A ó yà ọ́ sọ́tọ̀ fún bùkún.
And there will be a distinction between you and the others.
Ìyàsọ́tọ̀ ó sì wà láàárín rẹ àtàwọn tó kù.
Four.
Kẹrin.
The rod of man. The rod of man. In 2 Samuel chapter 7.
Ní èkejì Samuel orí keje.
Verse 14.
Ẹsẹ̀ kẹlá.
We must now run very quickly now.
A gbọ́dọ̀ yára ní kíákíá báyìí.
2 Samuel 7:14.
Èkejì ìwé Samuel orí keje ẹsẹ̀ kẹlá.
The rod of men.
Ọ̀pá àwọn ènìyàn.
2 Samuel 7:14.
Èkejì Samuel orí keje ẹsẹ̀ kẹlá.
I will be his father.
Èmi ò máa ṣe bàbá fún.
And he shall be my son.
Òun ti máa jẹ ọmọ mi.
If he commit iniquity.
Bí òun bá jẹ́ṣẹ̀.
I will chasten him with the rod of men.
Èmi ó fi ọ̀pá ènìyàn ná.
And with the stripes of the children of men.
Àti ìnà àwọn ọmọ ènìyàn.
The rod of man represented man-made operations.
Ọ̀pá ènìyàn dúró fún iṣẹ́ ènìyàn.
It represented woman-generated dealings.
Ó dúró fún. Ìbáṣepọ̀ ènìyàn tó jáde látara ènìyàn.
Punishment attacks generated by the hands of men.
Ìyà òun ìjẹniyà tó ti ọwọ́ àwọn ènìyàn jáde.
I want you to know that there are evil spirits.
Mo fẹ́ kí a mọ̀ pé àwọn ẹ̀mí búburú wà.
There are demonic spirits.
Àwọn ẹ̀mí èṣù wà.
There are satanic agents.
Àwọn oníṣẹ́ sátani wà.
There are satanic intermediaries.
Àwọn amúgbálẹ́gbẹ̀ẹ́ sátani sì tún wà pẹ̀lú.
All these ones.
Gbogbo àwọn wọ̀nyí.
They represent evil.
Wọ́n dúró fún ibi.
When men are used against you.
Nígbà tó bá lo àwọn ènìyàn lòdì sí ọ.
You need to pray against the rod of men.
O nílò àti gbàdúrà lòdì sí ọ̀pá ènìyàn.
Five.
Ìkarùn-ún.
The Bible talks about the rod of divine discipline.
Bíbélì sọ̀rọ̀ nípa ọ̀pá ìbáwí Ọlọ́run.
Or the rod of
of correction.
Oh, I bow your Lord.
In Psalm 23, verse 4. Which we all know so well. Psalm 23, 4 asks this to say. Hey, do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death? I will fear no evil. That with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
There
is a rod of divine discipline, the rod of correction. Once you are in trouble with God, it is God's case, there is no appeal. If God is the source of your trouble, the only way out is to repent. And I must tell you that God can be a source of our trouble. God was the source of the trouble of Jonah.
He
was the one that raised up storms against Jonah.
He
was the one that made them to throw him into the river. He faced the rod of correction, the rod of divine discipline. 6. The Bible talks about the rod of iron. In Psalm number 2 verse 9. Psalm 2 verse 9 says, thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. The rod of iron is the rod to rule in the midst of your enemies. When the rod of iron is in your hand, you possess controlling rights in the midst of oppositions. When the rod of iron is in your hand, you exercise dominion in the presence of serpents and scorpions. Then you dash in pieces the powers of hard enemies. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. There are some enemies that need to be dashed to pieces. Because if you don't dash them to pieces, if they regather themselves, they redouble against you. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. How many people here this morning want the rod of iron in their hands? So my father, oh Baba, let me have the rod of iron in my hand.
Jesus.
Open your mouth and declare. Let the rod of iron come upon my hand.
Let
it and dash in pieces. Every
power
of the oppressor. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Number 7. You have the rod of divine inheritance. The rod of divine inheritance. Psalm 74. Verse 2. Psalm 74. Verse 2. Remember thy congregation, which thou hast purchased of old, the rod of thine inheritance, which thou hast redeemed, this Mount Zion, wherein thou hast dwelt. And in the book of Isaiah chapter 10, Isaiah 10:16. verse 15.
Ese karùndínlógún.
Shall the axe boast itself against him that heareth therewith?
Àti àlè fọ́nú sí ẹni tí ń fi ń la igi.
Or shall the sun magnify itself against him that shaketh it?
Tàbí àánú àlè gbé ara rẹ̀ ga sí ẹni tí ń
wù. Should the rush shake itself against him that lift it up?
Bẹ̀ni pé ọ̀pọ̀ lè mi ara rẹ̀ níwájú àwọn ẹni tí ń gbé sókè.
Or as the staff should lift up itself as if it were no wood.
Tàbí bí ẹni pé ọ̀pá lè gbé ara rẹ̀ sókè bí ẹni pé òun kìí ṣe igi.
The rod of divine inheritance.
Ọ̀pá ogún ìbí látọ̀dọ̀ Ọlọ́run.
Needs to be placed in your hand.
A nílò àti gbà lọ́wọ́ wa.
And without that hand lifting it up.
Pẹ̀lú ọwọ́ èyí tó
bá. Without the hand lifting it up, the rod cannot lift itself up.
Láì jẹ́ pé a fi ọwọ́ wa gbé ọ̀pá yìí sókè, ọ̀pá ò lè gbéra rẹ̀ sókè.
So the rod of divine inheritance is unable to possess your possession.
Ọ̀pá ogún ìbí látọ̀dọ̀ Ọlọ́run yóò mú ọ. Ohun ti ṣe ti rẹ.
And to make you recover all your lost blessings.
Yóò sì mú ọ gba gbogbo ìbùkún rẹ tó ti pàdánù padà.
To make you to enter into your divine wealth.
Yóò mọ wọnú ọrọ̀ tọ́lọ́run kọ mọ ayé rẹ.
Number 8.
Ìkẹjọ.
This one is a bad rod.
Eléyìí jẹ́ ọ̀pá búburú.
The rod of the wicked.
Ọ̀pá àwọn ènìyàn búburú.
In Psalm 125.
Orin Dávìdì, orin ìkarùndínní. Adóje.
Verse 3.
Ẹsẹ̀ kẹta.
Psalm 125.
Orin Dávìdì orin ìkarùndínní.
Verse 3.
Adóje ẹsẹ̀ kẹta.
So for the Lord of the wicked.
Nípa ti ọ̀pá àwọn ènìyàn búburú.
Shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous.
Nítorí tí ọ̀pá àwọn ènìyàn búburú kì yóò bàlẹ́ ìpé àwọn olódodo.
Let the righteous put forth their hands unto iniquity.
Kí àwọn olódodo kí ó má bàa fi ọwọ́ wọn lé ẹ̀ṣẹ̀.
There is the rod of the wicked.
Ọ̀pá àwọn ènìyàn búburú wà.
That is judgment upon the wicked.
Ìní wípé ìdájọ́ lórí àwọn ènìyàn búburú.
Execution of judgment of heaven upon the wicked.
Ìdájọ́ ọ̀run lórí àwọn ènìyàn búburú.
The rod of the wicked is a power that pursues the wicked to slay him.
Ọ̀pá ènìyàn búburú ni ọ̀pá tó ń lé ènìyàn búburú láti parun.
1994.
Ní ọdún 1994.
Those of you were here then.
Àwa tá a wà bí nígbà náà.
Know that we had only this auditorium A.
Ẹ mọ̀ pé gbọ̀ngàn òkè bí nìkan là ń lò.
Just a plot of land.
Ilẹ̀ iwájú bí.
The other areas were marshy ground and completely swallowed by all kinds of bush and all kinds of things.
Àwọn àwùjọ tó kù ilẹ̀ olómi ni wọ́n ti gbósìkun àtúríṣiríṣi nǹkan.
And we have this auditorium here with wood and corrugated iron sheet.
Gbọ̀ngàn tó sì wà lókè bí ti ṣe gbọ̀ngàn òkè bí. Igi la fi kàn.
The whole land we bought it for 180,000 naira that time.
Nígbà náà ẹgbẹ̀rún ó dín ní igba òun lára ilẹ̀ náà.
That's not one plot of land.
Ìwọ̀nba ilẹ̀ tá a rà yìí.
Now one day here.
Wọ́n lọ́jọ́ kan ní.
A man came along.
Ọkùnrin kan wá.
I was sitting down there.
O jókòó sọ̀rọ̀ yẹn.
I was sitting down over there.
Èmi jókòó ní ọ̀hún yẹn.
And he came for prayers.
Ó sì wá fàdúrà.
He said, man of God, if you pray for me,
bẹ́ẹ̀ bá gbàdúrà fún mi,
and I can sleep,
tí mo wá lè sùn,
because I've not slept for 6 months.
Torí oṣù mẹ́fà ni o ti rọrùn sùn.
If you pray for me and I can sleep,
bí mo bá bẹ́ẹ̀ bá gbàdúrà fún mi, mo bá lè sùn.
I give you 2 million naira.
Wọ́n fún yín ní 1,000,000 naira.
So you can build this your church and this place will be better than this.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ lè kọ́ ìjọ yín kó lè bá dára jù yín lọ.
I looked at his face.
Mo wojú ẹ̀.
I said, Mr. Man.
Mo ní ọgbẹ́ni.
The million you have.
Mílíọ̀nù owó tí wọ́n ní.
And you cannot sleep.
Tó o lè sùn.
So you want to give it to me.
Wọ́n á bẹ́ẹ̀ fẹ́ mi náà.
So that I will collect it.
Èmi náà lè gbà.
Then I will not be able to sleep.
Kì í má bàa lè sùn.
Sorry, sir.
Ẹ jọ.
I don't want.
N ò fẹ́.
Even if I want, I don't want.
Kódà bí wọ́n bá tẹ̀ ń fẹ́, n ò fẹ́.
Go and repent.
Ẹ lọ ronú kú ọ̀dà.
And return your bloody money from where you found it.
Kẹ́ẹ̀sì dá owó ẹ̀jẹ̀ yín padà síbi tí ẹ ti rí.
And surrender your life to Jesus.
Ẹ̀jọ̀ ayé fi Jésù.
So but I will pray temporary prayer for you.
Ṣùgbọ́n wọ́n gbàdúrà kékeré fún ọ.
So you will sleep a little bit until you return your bloody money to where you found it.
Ó sùn díẹ̀ títí tí wọ́n fi dá owó láìjẹ́ padà síbi tó ti wá.
He opened his mouth and looked at me.
Ó la ẹnu ẹ̀ ó wò mí.
He said, "You mean you are rejecting it?"
Ó wí pé, "O fowó
yìí." I said, "Yes."
Ó ní bẹ́ẹ̀ni.
I don't want.
N ò fẹ́.
Because it was the rod of the wicked pursuing him.
Nítorí ọ̀pá àwọn ènìyàn búburú ló ń lé.
And if I take it from him.
Ti má ti gbowó lọ́wọ́ ẹ̀.
Then the rod too will be laid on me.
Ọ̀pá kan náà yóò wà lẹ́nu náà.
I pray.
Mo gbà ládùúrà.
That anybody here being pursued by the rod of the wicked.
Ìtẹ́ ẹnikẹ́ni tó ń bẹ ibi tí ọ̀pá àwọn ènìyàn búburú ń lé.
Ìyá wo deliver you in the name of
God. Ọ̀gá ọ̀gá lórúkọ Jésù.
Number nine.
Ìkẹsàn-án.
The rod of parental discipline.
Ọ̀pá ìbáwí àwọn òbí.
Proverbs chapter 13.
Òwe orí kẹtàlá.
Verse 24.
Ẹsẹ̀ kẹrìnlélógún.
Proverbs 13.
Ìwé òwe orí kẹtàlá.
24.
Ẹsẹ̀ kẹrìnlélógún.
He says this.
Òwe ra.
He that spareth his rod.
Ẹni tí ó bá fa ọwọ́ pàṣán sẹ́yìn.
Hated his son.
Ó kórìíra ọmọ rẹ̀.
But he that loveth him.
Ṣùgbọ́n ẹni tí ó fẹ́.
Chasten him with time.
A máa tètè nà án.
Proverbs 23 now.
Òwe orí kẹtàlélógún ní ogún báyìí.
For correction from the child.
Wọ́n ṣe fa ọwọ́ ìbáwí sẹ́yìn kúrò lára ọmọdé.
Little bitterness with rod is another.
Nítorí pé bí ìwọ bá fi pàṣán nà án.
Why shall beating with the rod of parental discipline?
Rẹ́lí sọ nípa ọ̀pá ìbáwí àwọn òbí.
Like we used to stay at this pulpit.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bá ṣe máa ń sọ lórí àgbàwá.
There is really nothing like delinquent children. What we have are delinquent parents.
Kò sí ohun tá a mọ̀ sí àwọn ọmọ aláìgbọràn. Ohun tá a ní làwọn òbí aláìgbọràn.
So when we told correction.
Torí náà bó o bá fa ìbáwí sẹ́yìn kúrò
lára ọmọ. Parental discipline.
Àti ìbáwí àwọn òbí.
You only cause more trouble later.
Ó fa wàhálà tó pọ̀ sí.
Number 10.
Ìkẹwàá.
The Bible talks about the rod of pride.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni sọ̀rọ̀ nípa ọ̀pá ìgbéraga.
In Proverbs chapter 14.
Nínú owó ìwé orí kẹrìnlá.
Verse 3.
Ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹta.
Proverbs 14:3.
Ilé òwe orí.
In the mouth of the foolish is a rod of pride.
Ní ẹnu aṣíwèrè nípa ṣọ́ ìgbéraga.
But the lips of the wise shall preserve them.
Ṣùgbọ́n ètò àwọn ọlọ́gbọ́n ni yóò pa wọ́n mọ́.
The rod of pride is found in the mouth of the foolish.
Ọ̀pá ìgbéraga ẹnu aṣíwèrè ló wà.
The rod of pride has a backfiring effect.
Ọ̀pá ìgbéraga. Ó máa ní ràbọ̀ràbọ̀ lórí ẹni tó lò ó.
It comes back to destroy the owner.
Yóò padà wá láti run ẹni tó lò ó.
The devil hates humility.
Èṣù kórìíra ìrẹ̀lẹ̀.
The devil likes pride.
Ó fẹ́ràn ìgbéraga.
And God hates pride.
Ọlọ́run sì kórìíra ìgbéraga.
God respects and honors humility.
Ọlọ́run gbọ́ láwọn sì bọ̀wọ̀ fún ìrẹ̀lẹ̀.
So once the rod of pride is in your life.
Torí náà nígbà tí ọ̀pá ìgbéraga bá bẹnu ayé rẹ̀.
You need to command that rod to be broken to pieces.
O nílò àti pàṣẹ kí ọ̀pá àwọn kó rú owó mú.
11.
Kọkànlá.
There is a rod of divine anger.
Ọ̀pá ìbínú Ọlọ́run bẹ.
In the same Proverbs chapter 22.
Nínú ìwé òwe kan náà orí kejìlélógún.
Verse 8.
Ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹjọ.
Proverbs 22:8.
Ìwé òwe orí kejìlélógún ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹjọ.
He says, "He that sweat iniquity shall reap vanity."
Òtẹ̀ ẹni tí ó fún rúbì ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ yóò rí asánká.
And the rod of his anger shall fall.
Ọ̀pá ìbínú rẹ̀ yóò sì. Suka.
It's a dangerous thing to allow the rod of God's anger to fall on you.
Ó jẹ́ ohun tó léwu láti mú kí ọ̀pá ìbínú Ọlọ́run kó gbà lénìyàn.
The Bible says it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the Almighty.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni sọ wípé ohun ẹlẹ́rù ló jẹ́ kéèyàn ó ṣubú sọ́wọ́ Ọlọ́run Olódùmarè.
12.
Kejìlá.
The rod of oppression.
Ọ̀pá ìnira.
Isaiah chapter 9.
Isaiah orí kẹsàn-án.
Verse 4.
Ẹsẹ̀ kẹrin.
Isaiah 9:4-6.
Isaiah orí kẹsàn-án ẹsẹ̀ kẹrin kàbáyìí.
For thou hast broken the yoke of his burden.
Nítorí wọ́n ti ṣe àjàgbá ọrùn rẹ̀.
And the staff of his shoulder.
Àti ọ̀pá ìdíkà rẹ̀.
The rod of his oppressor.
Ọ̀gọ́ aninilára rẹ̀.
As in the days of Midian.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí ọjọ́ Midiani.
Isaiah 9:4.
Isaiah orí kẹsàn-án
ẹsẹ̀ kẹrin. What is the rod of oppression?
Kí ni ọ̀pá ìnira?
It's the rod of torment and harassment. By oppressing forces.
Òun ni ọ̀pá tí àwọn agbára anilára ń lò láti jẹ
ìwé. It's the law that allows your oppressor to succeed.
Òun ni ọ̀pá tó máa mú kí àwọn anilára kí wọn ó ṣiṣẹ́ wọn láṣeyọrí.
13.
Ìkẹtàlá.
The rod of food.
Ọ̀pá oúnjẹ.
Micah.
Micah.
Chapter 7.
Orikeje.
Verse 14. The word of God. Micah 7:14.
We Micah.
He says this.
Okay.
Feed thy people with thy rod. The flock of thine heritage, which dwell solitary in the wood. In the midst of Carmel. Let them feed in Bashan and Gilead as the days of
old.
When the rod of food is in your hand, you will be a supplier of bread. You will never lack food on your table. You will possess the power and the ability to feed others and to provide labor. I know that somebody here today will receive the rod of food. And you will be a supplier to millions. 14. That is what the Bible calls the measuring rod. In Revelation chapter 11, verse 1. The measuring rod. In Revelation 11:1, it says this. And thou was giving me a reed like unto a rod. And
the
angel stood saying, rise and measure the temple of God. And the altar. And them that worship
there.
When the shepherd holds a rod,
that
wants to use it as a measuring rod, it is the rod that points out, that separates and selects certain sheep, certain cattle. Take that one. Take that one. Separate this from this. Separate that from that. With the measuring rod in your hand, you become a man or a woman of uncommon breakthroughs, uncommon success, and choosy things that will come your way. That is what I want. You'll be able to decree
it,
and it shall be established. 15th rod, which is where we're going to stop this morning.
It's
in Isaiah chapter 11, verse 1. Isaiah chapter 11, verse 1. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse. And a branch shall go out of his roots. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. The Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and
right,
the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. The rod of the stem of
Jesse.
Jesus is that particular living rod. Every man or woman can have this rod in their hands today to deal with any situation contrary to their peace. The question you want to answer very quickly before we start praying is that, what rod do you need today? Because you must understand that rods are instruments of power. They are instruments of enforcement. They are instruments of miracles. They are instruments of signs and wonders. They are instruments of advancement. You need to cry out to the Lord at the meeting of this morning. That you place the right rod in your hands. am sure that the children of Israel who were looking at Moses, I'm sure they must have been yearning and coveting that rod that he was holding. There was only one rod of Moses in the Old Testament. But now, every man or every woman, every child of God, and now this miracle working God of deliverance in their hands, to raise up against turbulent situations. But then, there was a time Moses had that rod in his hand, and it's part of the fact that he had the rod in his hand. God wanted to kill him. Yeah, I was a man with a rod, and God wanted to kill him. Why did God want to kill Moses at that time? It's because of the fact that he had a rod in his hand. It's because for you to handle the rod of power, you need to pass through the fire of circumcision. Moses was not, has not, had not circumcised his children. And he still had the rod in his hand. But even with the rod, God wanted to kill him. Until he quickly passed through the circumcision
power.
Gehazi handled the rod without circumcision. Elisha said, go and lay this rod on the dead child. Because Gehazi was not circumcised in the heart. He went, laid the rod on the baby. The boy died more. Because the man who was laying the rod was not circumcised. Later, leprosy located Gehazi. He wanted to operate in the rod of power. The fire of circumcision must pass through you. Meaning that your heart must be completely refurbished, renewed. Meaning that your heart, your the table of your heart, the table of your heart must be completely transformed and renewed by the word of God. You must drop what God wants you to drop. No matter how convenient you find it. The Bible says if your eye is making you to sin, pluck it out. Throw it away. So it's better for you to enter into life without the eye than you have two eyes and you enter into hellfire. Meaning that no matter how useful something is to you, if it will hinder the purpose of God for your life, you must get rid of it. No matter how rosy the thing looks, say no, I don't want this. Take it away. I'm ready to forgo it for the sake of the kingdom of God. It is such men and women who handle the rod with power. Right there where you are, I'd like you to bow down your
head
and tell the Lord to forgive you for any sin in your life that will not allow you to hold the rod of power. I don't want to leave this particular service the way you came in here. Talk to the Lord yourself now. Let's bring out our fasting booklet now.
abẹ.
As we begin to pray now.
Baba ṣe ń gbàdúrà báyìí.
Please all eyes closed.
Ẹ jọ̀wọ́ kí gbogbo ojú wà ní dídì.
As we begin to pray now, the first thing that will begin to happen is this.
Baba ṣe bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí gbàdúrà báyìí wà wọ́n tí yóò ṣẹlẹ̀ rèé.
The healing power of God will begin to flow.
Agbára ìwòsàn Ọlọ́run yóò bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ní rìn.
Eyes.
Ojú.
Chest.
Àyà.
Stomach.
Ikùn.
Backbone.
Ọ̀pá
ẹ̀. Legs.
Ẹsẹ̀.
Ear.
Etí.
Things will begin to happen.
Nǹkan ó bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ní ṣẹlẹ̀.
Not only this.
Kì í ṣe léè nìkan.
Infirmity programmed by the enemy.
Àwọn àìsàn tí ọ̀tá ṣètò.
Shall jump out of the hiding place.
Ó bẹ́ jáde kúrò níbi kọ́lá fi wọn.
And listen, beloved.
Ẹ̀wá kẹ́ ti gbọ́ olùfẹ́.
As these prayers are going on.
Ní pé àwọn àdúrà wọ̀nyí bá ṣe ń lọ.
And as the miracle power of God begins to move.
Tí agbára iṣẹ́ ìyanu náà bá ti ń rìn.
And you just notice.
Tó wá ṣàwárí.
That there is an infirmity in your blood type that has disappeared.
Pé àìsàn kan wà tó gbé wá bí tó ti pòórá.
Don't wait for anybody to invite you.
Má dúró gẹ́lì kankan pè ọ́.
Find a way to the altar so that we can pray with you to retain that miracle.
Má bọ̀ níbi pẹpẹ bí kálíbà gbàdúrà fọ láti dá iṣẹ́ ìyanu.
Because as you begin to pray now.
Ǹjẹ́ bàbá ti bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí gbàdúrà yìí?
Things will begin to happen.
Àwọn kan bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ṣẹlẹ̀.
People who have suffered from dream injections.
Àwọn tí wọ́n ti jìyà nínú abẹ́rẹ́ ojú àlárí.
And some powers have been squeezing part of their bodies together.
Àti tí àwọn agbára kan fún ara wọn pọ̀.
And those that the enemy has fired the arrow of issue of blood upon their lives.
Àwọn tó ọ̀tá ti ta ọ̀fà ìsun ẹ̀jẹ̀ sínú ayé wọn.
High blood pressure.
Ẹ̀jẹ̀ ríru.
All kinds of terrible infirmity.
Oríṣiríṣi àìsàn.
As we begin this prayer now.
Ní bá wá ṣe bẹ̀rẹ̀ àdúrà báyìí.
That miracle power shall begin to pop up like popcorn.
Agbára iṣẹ́ ìyanu yóò máa ta káàkiri.
Raise up your voices like fire and say this louder than anyone around you.
Gbóhùn rẹ sókè bí iná kò sì wí bá ju gbogbo ènìyàn tó yẹ ọ̀ká lọ.
Are you shouting louder than anyone else?
Ẹgbẹ́lẹ́ yìí ju gbogbo ènìyàn lọ.
To deal with my sorrow.
Láti gbógun ti sorrow mi.
Call
upon my heart. Tayo yẹ ọwọ́ mi ní
ọmọ ṣiṣẹ́
orúkọ Jésù.
The one to deal with my sorrow.
Ọ̀pá láti gbógun ti sorrow mi.
Call upon my heart.
Tẹ̀mí lọ́wọ́ tẹ̀mí lọ́wọ́.
In the name of Jesus.
Lọ́kọ Jésù.
Máa ṣe kókó ẹ.
Orí ṣe ń tẹ́ra ọkọ ẹ. Ó ṣe kété yàrá.
The one to deal with my sorrow.
Ọ̀pá láti gbógun ti sorrow mi.
Call upon my hands.
Tẹ̀mí lọ́wọ́.
In the name of Jesus.
Lọ́kọ Jésù. Bẹ́ẹ̀ni.
Spirit of the living God.
Ẹ̀mí Ọlọ́run alàyè.
Yes.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni.
Now let's bring out our present offering very quickly.